Greetings, Mafia. Many of you asked me via email or even in the comment section of my YouTube videos about my opinion regarding overturning of Roe versus Wade issue. Honestly, I'm not really interested in that topic. I'm more intrigued about the fate of Julian Assange and what will happen to him rather than gripes and protests of these sluts, but you asked for it and so you shall receive. I'm looking at this from a different perspective. As far as I'm concerned, at this point it makes no difference whether or not women are allowed to abort pregnancy or not. The damage is already done. Millennial and Gen X women are lost generations, and we're just gonna have to take that L. They're not even able to produce healthy offspring anymore. They can't produce baby milk, they have to get it from a grocery store. Hence the reason why shortage of baby formula is such a big deal. Even those who gave birth are now at high risk of getting breast cancer. I personally knew a woman who died from breast cancer 2 years after giving birth. This used to be rare, but it's getting more common. Miscarriages have also become more common. Their bodies are no longer capable of producing a healthy offspring, and unless they get pregnant at younger age, chances of miscarriage and illness are far more increased. So, how do they get to this unhealthy state? Well, let's break it down. Chemicals. From early age, women expose themselves to all kinds of different chemicals, everything from makeup to skin creams to hair products. And they're doing it on a daily basis. Some women don't even bother washing it off timely. More on that later. When you expose your body to so much chemicals through most of your life, you are polluting it, and it will affect your health. Let's not forget about the tattoos either. It's hard to find a woman without at least 2 or 3 tattoos. Next, we have a poor hygiene. Oh, Lord have mercy. I've talked about it before. Boy, most women have a piss poor hygiene. Just awful. And it gets worse once they start collecting pets, because they're letting the pets run amok. Most of them think putting a cream or moisturizer equals taking a shower. I can go on and on with this one, but I don't want to gross you out. Next, we got a bad diet. Most women think you can eat anything you want as long as it's low quantity-wise, which is completely wrong. They're consuming too much carbs and fat. Now, carbs and fat are important and we do need them, but we need proteins even more. You gotta keep consumption of carbs and fat low. When they're young and their metabolism is in overdrive, they can still get away with it, but once it slows down after some age, it really starts showing. It's why many of them are visibly overweight after the age of 30. So we got bad diet, poor hygiene, and over-excessive use of chemicals. And it's been going on for at least 3 generations. Now, what's the one thing that gives women value? The one thing they can do that we can't? Childbirth. Women are natural gatekeepers of procreation. Without that one ability and advantage provided by nature, they're useless. And it's the laws of nature they've been violating. Laws of man are constantly changed, but the laws of nature are set in stone. Literally. However, all of this is just the tip of the iceberg. The system, aka 12 families, used women as agents to reduce male economic strength and keep us in line. Everything from alimony, divorce courts, false rape accusations, third wave feminism, it all served the same purpose, to keep men in line, more obedient and less rebellious. Problem is, women whoop themselves into a fool's frenzy that they have a special place in the power pantheon, and that the system got their backs. The system did provide a lot of cover, but their role was never to be effective henchmen of the system, but rather a cannon fodder. They were pawns, not bishops or queens. They were meant to be slaughtered. Decades of mainstream propaganda combined with bad parental guidance caused a delusional mindset and arrested development. 40-year-old women acting like they're still in high school and high maintenance. They're mentally and emotionally unequipped to cope with reality. They've been riding cock carousel until the wheels came off becoming incapable of pair bonding, not to mention STDs that came with the ride. High body count of gutter men didn't make them emotionally feel any better, only more unstable. One failed relationship after another with nothing to show for except souvenirs in the form of tattoos, bastard kids, pets, plants, STDs, fake tits, and in many cases an alcohol addiction. I'm yet to find a Gen X or a millennial woman who's not on pills, yet they keep telling themselves they're strong and independent. Granted, mainstream encouraged their reckless self-destructive behavior, so I'll cut them some slack, but what kind of future can they hope for? Only validation they got left are simps on social media, and to quote General Tito, shout out to General Tito, a hard dick isn't picky. No matter how overweight or ratchet woman is, there's always a thirsty simp out there willing to fuck her. But for how long and how much time, effort, and money is he willing to invest in her? And those who actually do come across a productive simp dumb enough to marry and impregnate them, they end up chasing him away through years of abusive marriage. After the divorce, they collect vagina money as a single mom, using kids as leverage, and in some cases, even as a collateral if things go south. Then they expect those kids to be part of their retirement plan when they grow old. Problem is, those kids can barely take care of themselves. Most Gen X and millennial women don't have any real savings, investments, or retirement, and will have to work until they die. The reason women feel like they can treat everyone disrespectfully and with open contempt is due to cover provided by the 12 families, i.e. system. Nowadays, however, the system has other things to worry about besides bitching and whining of these delusional heifers. It lost most of the Asian market to SEO, it's in the process of losing Africa, and just recently, Argentina and Mexico expressed their desire to join BRICS and, by extension, the SEO. So there goes that continent. So, what I think about the overturn of Roe versus Wade? Little too late. Damage is already done, it'll take several generations just to rectify it. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which I provided a link in email. This is Top Dollar signing off.